WINX St. Michael's.
We're not ready to go yet. Is there any way you can send this thing into overtime?
Yeah. No problem.
I don't know what he was looking at, but we're going into overtime.
All right, 9:34 on the OTL. Presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, Easton Inn and Suites. Mike Bradley Company live from the Edge Training Academy studios. And we're going to get a look here at your Pret Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. That's Pret and Moy Therapy Associates. And we are, well, almost officially through half the season in the Bayside Conference. We have all the scores, all the finals, that is, except one. Although in that one, it was pretty well in hand with Colonel Richardson leading Arcadia 29-0, the final. Excuse me, or 29-0. That's the latest that we had, I should say, from that game. All the rest of the games, that is, are finals. And let's go through them, and then we'll go out to our hotline as we've got presumably a coach on the air with us. North Carolina, they get it done 48-12, the final, over Stephen Decatur as they improve to 5-0. And our overtime line Friday night, Lights game of the week, as you heard right here, Kent Island also improving to 5-0. Victors over Parkside by a final score of 31-19. Other scores, Queen Anne's, they defeat Kent County 29-7. It was Cambridge all over Nantua from the Eastern Shore of Virginia, 67-7. So we made mention, Colonel Richardson had a 29-0 lead over Arcadia the last we heard. JM Bedded tonight, 49-6 winners over Snow Hill. Yesterday, a couple of Thursday night games, Easton defeated Southern of Anne Arundel County on the Western Shore by a score of 8-7. A baseball game there. And Wicomico defeated Washington 34-26. All right, let's go out to the hotline and welcome in on Overtime Live. Presumably, there's some coach on the line. Who is this?
It's Coach McCormick.
All right, very good, Coach. And you're always first up here at Overtime Live. That's become a tradition now. So we're bumping anybody else out. Coach, victorious tonight, 48-12 in this one. I think 14-6 lead, if I remember, after the first quarter. But then a sizable lead at halftime, and you go on to win in this one. Was there any concern about a letdown after the big win at Queen Anne's last week?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's tough when you have a big win like that against a rival team who's a very good program to keep the guys focused. And, you know, that was kind of our mantra all week. You know, let's focus, let's finish. And, you know, that was concerning. You know, and look, Decatur's a well-coached team. Coach Bob Knox does a great job with them. And, you know, they came in, they were ready to play, and they caused us, you know, some problems there in the first quarter.
All right, and let me ask you, Coach, with the 55-7 win you had over Queen Anne's, I mean, that was quite impressive. Queen Anne's went up early 7-0, and then you rolled on 55 unanswered. When you take a look at the tape and you get to practice on Monday, I know, obviously, as you talked about, the theme was not overlooking Stephen Decatur, but what were you able to point out on tape from that game, even though it was an impressive win, that you said, guys, we got to get better on it? I know that's probably tough to do, though.
when you're talking about 55-7 win, and you're criticizing and looking at things, that's always a fine line. But you know, our kids played a great game last week. Obviously, there's always things that we need to do better, that we need to finish on, whether it's, you know, blocking and double teams, whether it's setting the edge on jet or whatever it is we're doing. There's things that, you know, as a coach, you look at and say, we have to get better at this. And, you know, so that's how you approach each week. Whether you win or lose, you say, you know, what can we get better at? What can we improve? You know, how can we hopefully peak at the end of the season? And, you know, that was the goal this week. I think, you know, like I said, Decatur did a pretty good job early in the game, causing us problems. And, you know, our guys fought through it and, you know, made some good plays and got us back on track, and things worked out for us.
You know, to your point about, you know, breaking it down on tape, coming off such a big win last week against Queen Anne's, and even as you look at the tape in this one against Stephen Decatur, a 48-12 win, I guess at this point, you know, you're really pointing out the finer details, going a little bit more in depth, as you talked about, of finishing off plays and double teams, etc., because those kind of things are going to take you far at the next level, presuming you make the playoffs. And obviously you're in a great spot right now, still half the season to go, but those are the kind of things that are going to make the difference, obviously, in the postseason.
Absolutely. You know, and it's you know, you approach each week wanting to win that game, But in the back of your mind, you're also thinking about what things can we do that are going to allow us to have success later in the season. You know, what can we improve on? What can we get better at? What do we need to practice? And, you know, hopefully we can put all those things together as we, you know, get later in the season, week 7, 8, 9, and hopefully make a playoff push.
Coach, who did the scoring for you tonight, by and large?
We had three or four different guys scored. It was David Bailey had two or three tonight. Tyler Bauer, I think, had a couple touchdowns. Will Manship. I know I'm leaving somebody out. Savion Blake, this is 2 weeks in a row. He had a touchdown last week, touchdown this week. You know, played fullback for us, backup fullback, did a great job. So we had a bunch of different guys score.
I know David Inslee talked about in the Star Democrat about the improvement with Cody Pepper from last year to this year. And now he made the observation, or they heard in the stands, I don't remember which one, that maybe he's better than Cameron Bird was his senior year at this point. And look, Cameron had a huge year, obviously, and there's still a lot left to be accomplished for Cody, so I'm not sure that comparison is necessarily fair. But have you seen this same kind of improvement from Cody from junior to senior year like you saw with Cameron Bird? Is it the same? Is it different?
They're different. You know, they're different kids. They're both great young men. I'm fortunate to have both of them be able to coach them. You know, what I can say about Cody is he's definitely improved tremendously from early in his junior year to the end of his junior year, and then the jump from his junior to senior year has been tremendous. You know, he threw some great balls tonight, even a couple balls that were incomplete. You know, he was dropping dimes, he was putting them all the money. Mm-hmm. And the kids from Decatur just made great defensive plays to, you know, keep us from having completed passes.
What do you attribute the improvement to, Coach? Is it 7-on-7s? Is it a more dedicated approach during the offseason?
I think the biggest thing is confidence. You know, when you're comfortable with what we're doing and how we're doing it, when you've been on the field and you have experience under fire, under pressure, you get a little bit more comfortable, you get a little more confident, and it allows you to just play ball and perform.
I know there's a lot of the season left to go. We've got another half. But when you look back to the 2015 team, there were some guys, including Jamion Franklin, that weren't on that team. You picked up a transfer, a defensive tackle from Queen Anne's as well. Are you able to compare, though, at this point where that team was halfway through the year and this team, how similar is it, or is it quite different?
They're different teams. You know, obviously, you know, we got different kids, but, you know, the one similarity I will say between the two, groups is how tight they are as a group. Mm-hmm. You know, how they enjoy being around each other and showing up to work every day at practice and hanging out in the locker room. And you can feel that vibe. You know, as a coach, you see it, you know when it's there and you know when it's not there. And, you know, I think this group's got it. They have a chance to do special things. Obviously, you know, we're only halfway through the season, so we haven't really done anything special yet. But, you know, they got a chance, and they're working on it, and I think they're hungry, and, you know, we'll see how things play out.
Coach, next week, game on the road at Easton. There have been some good games with you guys, especially one I remember, I think, last year or the year before, right?
Yeah, last year.
It was, last year,
49-48 is the nail-biter, and they went for two at the end to get the win, and fortunately we made a play and stopped them. But that might have been the only defensive stop of the night last year. That was a heck of a game, and you know, we expect the same thing from them this year. You know, I know they got some kids injured, but it's their homecoming. They're going to show up and fight, and Matt's going to do a good job getting his guys ready, and we're going to have ready to play ball.
All right, well, Coach, we appreciate your time. As always, congratulations, North Carolina, with the win over Stephen Decatur tonight, 48-12. They remain unblemished at 5-0, along with Kent Island, who was victorious tonight as well, the only two teams left that are undefeated in the Bayside Conference. And, Coach, congratulations as well. Look, I know, again, it's week-to-week, but ranked 24th in the state. And you guys deserve that, though. You deserve it. You've earned that. And I know that, you know, obviously as the wins come, we'll see how much higher you guys may climb there.
It's great. Well, you know, I appreciate what you guys do. And, you know, before I sign off tonight, I just want to give a shout out to Coach Joseph for his house now. It's his 45th birthday party. And he's been a good friend of mine for a long, long time. We've coached together and went to college together. So I just want to say happy birthday to him. And he's going to enjoy the night.
Very good. Well, happy birthday to him. And, Coach, I got one more thing before I let you go here. Did you get a chance to catch the piece in the Star Democrat today?
But... yeah. Dave Inslee did a great job. I told him he made up all kinds of stuff. They were all lies, I think. But, he's a good job. You know, he did a good job with it. And, you know, I appreciate the press. And, look, I've been very fortunate for a long time to have good people around me and have a lot of really good kids.
All right. Well, Coach, we thank you, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate it. That's head coach James McCormick of your North Carolina Bulldogs victorious again tonight, 48-12. All right. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with more coaches around the Bayside next.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel, to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
We need your help. If you're attending a high school sports game, then we want your pictures and videos. Send them to us at overtimelive@goeaston.net or tag Mark Potter or Overtime Live in your Facebook pictures.
Millennium Auto Glass is your one-stop shop for everything glass. Whether it's your car, truck, boat, tractor, or house, Millennium Auto Glass can come to you. Locally owned and operated and serving Maryland since 1957 and now taking care of the shore from their Canvas Back Drive location in Easton. And why would you not want the glass pros at Millennium Auto Glass to handle all of your tinting needs? All of their work comes with a lifetime warranty. Call Millennium Auto Glass today. 410-829-5013. 410-829-5013 or check them out online at millennium2autoglass.com.
Congratulations to Selena Kaufman from Kent Island High School for being named this week's Overtime Live Student Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Chesapeake College. Selena is among the top scorers on the field hockey team and is a leader in the classroom as well. Congratulations from Overtime Live and Chesapeake College, where you can discover the Eastern Shore's newest programs for today's hottest careers. Your time, your place, Chesapeake College.
Whether you're beginning on the path to earn college credit, build a great resume, or a new career, it's time to take your place at Chesapeake College, the convenient and affordable place you can turn to at any stage in your life. Earn a degree, boost your job skills, and move forward with Chesapeake's small classes, affordability, and flexibility. Go to chesapeake.edu. See why this is your time and your place at Chesapeake College.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 9:47 on the OTL, joining us on the hotline, and it was our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week. Kent Island defeating Parkside by a score of 31-19 as the Buccaneers improved to 5-0. Head coach Damian Ferragamo joining us. And coach, you know, you talked about it last week. One of the things that you're striving to do is not only obviously win the football game, but do it in a clean manner. And it seemed again tonight that those pesky penalties popped up and kept Parkside around in this game, and give them some credit as well for continuing to fight. But that's obviously something you'll continue to strive to work towards.
Oh, absolutely. The penalties tonight were extremely hindering our offense. I think we could have put a lot more points on the board. You know, first and 20 is real difficult. I'm at a loss for words because they keep happening every week. You keep working on it every week, technique wise. So it's just back to the drawing board. You know, we can't cry about it. We just have to work to get better.
Is there one type of penalty that has stood above the others in terms of what's plagued you there?
I wouldn't say so. Right now, I think it's a technique problem or a fatigue problem to some degree. Just with different problems. When you're not moving your feet, that's usually when penalties happen. So, you know, we're going to work to clean that up because right now it's our number one problem.
You take a look at this game, and early on, some three and outs, although you came close, I think, on your first drive or two to a first down. I think actually on the second possession, but ending up punting in this one. And you had a ball taken away and a scrum early on as well. But it seemed like the difference in the game, though, was early in the second half, that Parkside fumble, as they were on their way to potentially tying the game up. You guys were able to turn that around, and you did get three out of it, although obviously I think you wanted to get a touchdown there. But that seemed to be the turning point in the game. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we came into the game wanting to be a downhill power running team. You know, our guys heard a lot about Parkside and their philosophy of football, and I think they took it personal, and they wanted to show that they can run the ball between the tackles as well. So, you know, I think we did a great job. They're a gigantic team. They have some real big boys up front. Mm-hmm. Our guys did a great job of getting into them and moving our feet.
Yeah, they used tried to use a lot of formations tonight against you guys, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and that's the main part of defense is just standing in the right spot. So, you know, I think we did a good job adjusting to everything that they did. You know, they had a guy back from injury today who ran the ball well. They're a different team with him. We're just happy to get out of here and be a quality football team.
In terms of, we'll talk about red zone or maybe even from, say, the 35 in, talk about some of the frustrations offensively outside of the penalties as to why you weren't able to punch the ball in maybe a little bit more tonight when you got down there in those situations.
Oh, listen, I think it was only that one situation we kicked a field goal. Every other time we put it in the end zone when we got down there. It was the penalties, and most of those penalties happened, you know, from 30 to 30. So that's what kind of stymied drives a little bit. So, you know, when we get in the red, we've been very effective in the red zone the entire season. I think we were tonight. I was great to see Joe Garvey get his first field goal in an extremely pressure-packed situation. So that's only going to make us better moving forward.
Yeah. And also, Kent Island, another help tonight. Parkside with a bad snap on a punt gave you guys great field position, and Trent Jackson with the touchdown run off of that to put you up in the game as well when you take a look at the game tonight between both teams. But early on in this game, Coach, field position, it was tough. Had you guys pinned back for a while.
Yeah, and that hurts as well because you don't use the whole playbook when you're in the shadow of your goalpost, you know. There were some things we wanted to do in the passing game today that early on the field position didn't call for, and then later on the situation of the game didn't call for. So, you know, we've got some great receivers and one of the best quarterbacks around, and we didn't throw the ball hardly at all.
Mm-hmm. And, Coach, noticing that you've been using the hurry up, at least that's what was described on the broadcast, is that accurate? And that's something I don't know we've seen a whole lot of at Kent Island the last several years.
No, it's in our bag of weapons to use. We just thought it gave us advantage today. Even our offensive line, we have pretty conditioned athletes, so we thought that we could jump up on them. They have a couple two-way guys that we thought we could wear down because of their size, and it was effective today.
All right, so Coach, 5-0. You joined North Carolina as the only other team unblemished in the Bayside Conference. How would you assess your team outside of the penalty situation? How would you assess your team halfway through the year as you look forward to the second half now?
Well, you know, right now I'm just proud that we had a team win, and we just had a bunch of unselfish football players today. Like I said, there's a lot of guys on our team who deserve to touch the ball, and some of them didn't touch it at all today, and they could care less. We got a good team victory against a good team.
Coach, next week you take on Wicomico at home, so another Salisbury team making the long trip, and obviously looking to defend home field advantage. I guess the one thing you may have to guard against, I see that game on the schedule on the 13th against Oakdale out of the Frederick area, who's ranked in the top 25. I guess that'll be the thing you'll want to avoid is overlooking the Indians next week.
There's no danger of us overlooking them.
Well, very good. And, Coach, by the way, and I wrote about this, we could probably talk next week, but certainly good to see, though, a team like Oakdale on the schedule in a non-conference affair. But I know we'll get into that next week after the Wicomico game. And, Coach, what, if anything, can you tell me about Wicomico? Have you had a chance to look at them at all on tape?
I just know, knowing from Coach Henson, that he's an option guy, and I think they've got a defensive front that's one of the most athletic in the conference. So we definitely have our work cut out for us.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations tonight. Kent Island 31-19 victors over Parkside. Our overtime live Friday night lights game of the week as the Buccaneers improve to 5-0. Coach, thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Damian Ferragamo, Kent Island head football coach at 9:53. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus East Edited Suites. Coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy studios. We'll run down the Pret and Moy Therapy Associate scoreboard coming up in the next couple of minutes. Time out. We'll try to catch up with some more coaches around the Bayside next.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located in the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man. Yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Let's get out and play. The weather's great. Hobbytown of Easton is stocked with all your favorite outdoor toys. Come check out Hobbytown's selection of Helion RC products. Stop in now. With every Helion RC car purchased, you'll get a free upgraded battery charger. That's a great deal, especially with Hobbytown's awesome prices. Hobbytown, the place to be. Come see for yourself. Marlboro Plaza on Marlboro Avenue next to Rita's in Easton, or call 410-822-7800. Hobbytown, bring out the kid in you. Play smart.
Here's your Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading update. The game of the week is on Kent Island, where the Chesapeake Piranhas host the South Carolina Mustangs. The Mustangs are 4-0 in the 12U competition, where the Piranhas are 3-1. Kickoff for that one is at 4 o'clock. Other action tomorrow includes the Dorchester Vikings playing host to the Talbot Braves, and the Caroline Cougars host the Kent County Spartans. Head out and support our young athletes. This has been your weekly Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading Update on Overtime Live.
Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
Back to more of Overtime Live, Maryland's only high school football sports show on game night, here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
At 9:58 on the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus East Edited Suites, company live from the Edge Training Academy studios. Back out to the hotline we go. Joining us on the coaches line, we've got Kent County head coach Brendan Ironton joining us. And coach, tonight falling short to Queen Anne's in this one. Tell us what you liked, obviously what you didn't like. We know the L, but how did this game all play out for you?
You know, I was really extremely proud of the way our guys played tonight. I felt like came out ready to play. And you know, 16-0 going in the fourth quarter, I thought defensively we played really well. We kind of stopped them on some downs, and we just offensively we just made too many mistakes on first down to put us in some bad situations. And they think they did a good job of taking advantage of them. So, but with that being said, I like the way we played. Now we're a little beat up back to tonight, but I thought, you know, mentally I feel like this is a really good, you know, showing for us tonight.
Yeah, and Coach, we talked about the fact that, if anything, for a young team, they're getting a lot of good experience and a couple of more road games that you have to play this year because of the resodding of your field in Wharton, and this was one of them. But as you mentioned, when 16-0 going into the fourth quarter, the final score, Queen Anne's won by a final score of 29-7. And you talk about first down with the offense. I know a lot of times in this business, everybody talks about third down, but to me, first down is the most important because it sets up what happens in second and third down. So you can be successful in third down if you're successful in first down.
Right, right. And we're an option team. So if we get a bad first down, you know, we're kind of, you know, they kind of showing our hand a little bit more. But I thought we had some really good plays on first down that unfortunately got called back. And there's some drive killers. But, you know, Queen's defense did a really good job of not giving anything up. And hats off to them for the way they played. And we're getting close. We're getting there.
And Coach, you mentioned being an option team, and that's quite a different look than you had just a couple of years ago, obviously adapting to what you have personnel-wise.
Right. I thought we did really well with the option last year with Marquand, and this year just kind of a little different look to it, but I feel like it's really starting to come along, and I like what it looks like. So defense playing tough, so I think we got some good schemes in place, and it's only going to get better from here on out.
Talk about your defense tonight, and what did they do? Do you think what successful things did they do to enable to keep the game close like that?
Well, first we didn't give up any big play. We didn't give up many big plays to start with. I thought we did a really good job of staying over top of the receivers and passing situations, and I thought we did a good job of playing their counters and just being able to make tackles. Now, there's some drives that didn't look too good, but I thought overall our guys played pretty tough, and just proud of the effort they played, and they got to the football, and we game tackled, and it's just, you know, stuff that we got to get better on, but we will, and it's very, you know, motivating to see the guys the way they played tonight.
Mm. Well, and this may be a game that you look back at next year and say, you know, that was the turning point game, or that's where I started to see the maturation process.
Right, right, and I told you know, it's the same thing for my first year, I think. We played Queen Anne's pretty tough in that my first year, and then that kind of kick-started, you know, because we finished up pretty tough the rest of that year. And I feel like this is kind of a similar situation where a young football team, you know, pretty much bring everybody back, going to get some other guys back next year. And I think, you know, it's only going to get better. And those guys, as long as they keep working hard and we get stronger in the weight room, well, you know, sky's the limit.
Did you feel like you matched their physicality? Because Queen Anne's, of course, always known to be a physical team. And as we talked about, you're kind of transitioning from, at least offensively, what was more of a finesse passing game now to a run game the last year and a half.
Right. I mean, I don't necessarily know if we matched the whole game. I think we played as well as we could have, and their depth kind of took over, you know, in the fourth quarter. So, again, with a lot of young guys going against a lot of older guys, it's going to be some timing, but I think we're really setting ourselves up for a good ride coming up.
And, Coach, a great litmus test. You go and play a 1A team on the road, Colonel Richardson, right, next Saturday, I believe, at 2 o'clock. And Colonel Richardson, who had a 29-0 lead, I think, the last we saw at Arcadia, Virginia. You know, that's a program, though, that has seemed to come around. I mean, they've had their issues, self-inflicted wounds, but it still seems like they're a better program than where they've been. Certainly, they're not the rollover team that they were a few years back.
Yeah, they've gotten better each year. And I think if they had a couple more, you know, number-wise, they could be much better. You know, it's just they're kind of in the same boat. But, you know, at that offense they run, it's double winning. It's pretty tough to prepare for, and you got to, or they can put up some points on it. So I'm just glad I spent, you know, 4 or 5 years at Curley where that's all we ran. So,
yeah.
So next week's a big win for us, or it's going to be a big win for us, and we got to come ready to play. And we got to, you know, just give ourselves a shot.
Yeah, we're just getting this in from David Inslee, Colonel, defeating Arcadia 35-8. Let me ask you, did you come out healthy in this game completely or no?
Nah, we're beat up. We're beat up like we should be. Luckily, we're going to have an extra day next week to kind of rest. So hopefully we're not too bad. But, you know, we're about as beat up as you would imagine over playing against, you know, 2A school.
Yeah. I know you had had some guys out for academic issues. Are they back with you yet? Has that marking period taken place yet?
We're probably another couple weeks away, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Just right now, I just want to focus on the guys we got and take it from there.
All right. Coach, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Best wishes next Saturday. We'll see if we can't catch up with you next Friday before the game.
All right, Mike. Have a good one. Thanks.
You too. Appreciate it. Head coach Brendan Ironton of the Kent County Trojans. They fall 29-7 tonight, but based on what you're hearing him say, you saw some strides there by the team tonight. It might not show up in the win-loss column or not show up in the win column or on the scoreboard, but something to build on as it goes forward here in the weeks ahead. And the season ahead as well. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll try to catch up again with more coaches around the Bayside. We'll also run through your Pretmoy Therapy scoreboard for you if you're just tuning in here. 10:04, the OTL. Mike Bradley with you. Overtime Live presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites. Coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios, 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
Tune in every week of the regular season to Overtime Live, presented by the Preston Automotive Group and Best Western Plus Easton Inn & Suites, to see who is chosen as the Overtime Live Carpool Car Wash Coach of the Week. That coach will receive a free car wash, courtesy of the Carpool in Easton and Salisbury.
Preston Ford is going to rock Delmarva with below friends and neighbors price. Prices are so low, we can't even advertise them. Choose from a massive inventory of over 1,000 new Fords, and 0% financing is available for up to 72 months. Plus, first responders get an additional $1,000 appreciation cash on F-150s and Super Duties. We're dealing like never before. Bring in your best deal, and we'll beat it. Don't miss out. Below friends and neighbors pricing absolutely ends September 30th, only at Preston Ford or online at PrestonFord.com.
Football season is here, and Kerry O, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Crawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Chrisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Crawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Crawls, St. Michael's, Chrisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGraw.com.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Adirondack Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2900. And we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island.
Terrapin Security has been protecting homes, farms, estates, and commercial properties on the Eastern Shore for decades. Terrapin Security offers simple security solutions and touches of home automation that give you better peace of mind as your family starts back into the school year. Know that your children are home safe. Working late or traveling, know that your home is secure with Terrapin Security. Jack Lesner, Lee Colby, and the rest of the staff at Terrapin Security wish you a safe transition back to school. Let Terrapin Security help secure everything you work for while you are out enjoying your children in their important school year activities. For a security analysis of your property, call 410-822-6500. Your neighbors that provide security for you and your family. Terrapin Security.
When you have friends, business associates, or family visiting, you want them to stay at the best hotel. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites is now the number one rated hotel in Easton, according to TripAdvisor. Best Western Plus Easton Inn and Suites also received the Distinguished Best Western Director's Award for excellent quality assurance. Plush accommodations, a friendly staff, and breakfast every morning awaits. To make a reservation, call 410-822-7100 or go to bestwesterneaston.com.
When it came to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fit the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all your craft and custom framing needs. We've got everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination.
Are you ready for some football?
Stop in and see our expanded Ravens and Redskins department. Flags, signs, power decals, and more. Great for that diehard NFL fan. Don't forget, fall and Halloween are in full swing. Check out our largest selection of Halloween decor ever. Daily specials on Facebook, Twitter, and Foursquare. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, located in the Easton Plaza.
The games are over, the lights are off, and the crowds have gone home. But we are just getting started. It's time to analyze the games, hear from the coaches, and look ahead to next week in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
The ball on the 3-yard line, second and goal for Kent Island. They spread it out this time, a couple of receivers to the near side, two in the backfield. And the quarterback sneaks it in. That's a touchdown for Trent Jackson. Now, that was probably a visual call at the line of scrimmage because they sent both of the defensive tackles to the outside, and there was nobody in the middle, nobody there. He just walked right into the end zone. It's 23-7.
Matt Spence in for Mark Potter of the Coach Dale Beecraft right here on the Overtime Live Radio Network, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net. Our game of the week, Kent Island defeating Parkside 31-19, the final. And Dylan Finley, by the way, was our Sport Clips Player of the Game. And he will receive the MVP experience, which includes a Kent shampoo scalp massage, a hot face towel, and a relaxing shoulder massage. Hey, get your own MVP experience from Sport Clips, now with locations on Kent Island, Easton, Cambridge, and Salisbury as well. And just running through the offensive stats, because he made some defensive plays in this game as well. Dylan Finley, 221 yards on 27 carries, both career highs, set career highs for the second straight week. How about that? Yeah. And I want to thank Eamon Alaba, the Star Democrat, for providing those stats. So there you go. All right, let's run down your Take Two Pret Moy Therapy Associates scoreboard. Pret Moy Therapy Associates providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. North Carolina, they're unblemished at 5-0. They defeat Stephen Decatur 48-12. Carolina 5-0. Decatur dropping to 2-3. Kent Island, as we just talked about, they win over Parkside 31-19. They improved to 5-0. Parkside drops to 3-2. Queen Anne's victorious over Kent County 29-7. Left a message for Coach Gray. Hopefully we'll be in touch with him before the night's out. They improve on the season to 3-2. Kent County drops to 1-4. Cambridge all over Nandua 67-7. Cambridge improving to 2-3. More on that game in a second. Colonel Richardson, 35-8 victors over Arcadia on the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Colonel now 2-3 on the season. J.M. Bennett defeating Snow Hill 49-6. Bennett now 4-1 on the season. Snow Hill dropping to 0-5. Yesterday, we had a couple of games. Easton improving to 2-3. They pull it out with a score with about 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter and a 2-point conversion. Gives them the win 8-7 over Southern of Anne Arundel County. Wicomico, they hold off Washington 34-26. Wicomico 3-2. Washington dropping to 1-4. So, again, you look at the schedule, North Carolina, Kent Island, I should say scoreboard. You look at those two 5-0. I don't think any big surprises there. Parkside, one of the tougher teams on Kent Island's schedule, which they started out the year with a fairly light schedule. And again, you play who you play, so that's no knock on them. They've taken care of business so far. The schedule will get a little tougher. Obviously, North Carolina, Queen Anne's still on that schedule to come. And Queen Anne's, of course, the rivalry game at the end of the year in North Carolina, the best team overall. They led, 14-6 after the first quarter. Head coach James McCormick seemed to make mention that Decatur's defense was giving them a little bit of issues, but they pulled away and had no problem in that game. So, again, no surprise with Carolina and Kent Island at 5-0. Queen Anne's, again, with all the guys that they graduated, starters, that is, in their entire offense, and just three starters returning on defense, you know, losing to North Carolina and Sussex Central, not exactly a surprise. And Queen Anne's in this game, 16-0 going into the fourth quarter with a couple of scores. The score that they gave up to Kent County, I believe, is on special teams, actually. So they win 29-7. And again, it's not the Queen Anne's of old right now where they might have won that game, say, 50-7. They're still rebuilding. But that said, 3-2 on the year. And I think a lot of teams wouldn't mind being 3-2 on the season, but a step back in the right direction for them. Cambridge, as I mentioned, all over Nantua, 67-7. Taj Moloch had 4 touchdowns last week in the win over Colonel Richardson, and tonight he had 7 touchdowns for the Vikings and their win over Nandua. Nandua, not very good defensive team, so Cambridge taking advantage of that. And I thought after those first 3 games that Cambridge would run the table to Easton, and then we'll see what happens in that final game. And so far, that's coming to fruition. Colonel getting it done against Arcadia, and I felt that, you know, Colonel was the better team here, had played a better schedule. They get it done. Had a big game next Saturday against Kent County. Very interested to see how that plays out. I might give the edge to Colonel being at home right now, but Kent County coming along and making progress despite the loss tonight. And Bennett, their wins have come all against losing teams, but you play who you play. And, so far so good for them. So, look, Parkside's 3-2, Bennett 4-1. They've got the better record, although Bennett hasn't had to play Kent Island. There's a little bit difference there, or any of those teams in the top. That's why they've been able to be as successful as they are. I'm trying to remember the one loss they did have. They did lose to somebody that I think was of pretty good ilk, but I don't remember. Easton, hey, they're not all going to be pretty, but got it done yesterday, 8-7. And we just had a call in. I was going to take that in a second here. They get it done, not always pretty, but yesterday pulling it out on the road. Doesn't matter to me that they had a lot of penalties. Doesn't matter to me that Southern was winless. With all the injuries that they've had to go on the road like that on a Thursday night on a short week, I think Matt Griffith has to be, I won't say over the moon, but he has to be obviously really happy about that. And then Wicomico, a better team than Washington, but just when you talk up their defense a little bit, they gave up 26 points last night to a Washington team who's going to an A-11 defense or offense. But that said, though, they certainly 26 points isn't the worst thing in the world, and offensively, getting it done with 34 points last night and getting a win in a short week that they should get, and they're 3-2 on the season, but still trying to figure out these teams. It's awfully tough, to say the least. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back with more coming up on 10:15 on the OTL. Mike Bradley with you at 94.3 Wings FM and sfmsports.net.
Greg Hathaway knows a thing or two about winning since he was a part of Easton High School's 1986 regional championship football team. Greg has brought that winning attitude with him to Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 817 Arcadia Street in Easton. Let Greg Hathaway and his full service staff take care of your auto, home, motorcycle, camper, and life insurance. And did you know State Farm Insurance offered banking, loans, and credit cards? Greg Hathaway State Farm wants to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Find out more by calling Greg Hathaway State Farm Insurance at 410-822-7480 or go to GregHathawaySFAgent.com.
Have a child that needs driver's ed? Maybe you need to attend the driver's improvement or point system conference class. In either case, you want to make the right choice by calling Bayside Driving School. Bayside Driving School has been locally owned and operated since 1982 and has the most experienced instructors. Driver's Ed classes start monthly in Talbot, Queen Anne, Caroline, and Dorchester. So call to reserve your spot today. For more information, call Bayside Driving School at 410-822-4411 or visit them on the web at baysidedriving.net. Make the right choice. Go Bayside.
Doc's Downtown Grill is your destination for lunch or dinner. Doc's Downtown Grill has 7 big screen TVs, so you won't miss a single football game. You want to watch the Big Ten or SEC game? No problem. Doc's has them all. Plus, Doc's has the college game plan package, too. Like the NFL better? Doc's has every NFL game offered. Wear your Redskins or Ravens game day gear to Doc's on Sundays, and you could win some great prizes. Take advantage of Doc's touchdown menu during every game. Drink specials, plus food specials that include wings your way for just $6. Doc's Downtown Grill for food, fun, and football.
Matt, look out for that skunk!
I didn't even see that until you said something.
Here, try these.
What a difference. No glare.
That, my friend, is the Costa 580 polarized lens from an optical galleria. They are a Costa RX dealer, so you can get a Costa with or without prescription. An optical galleria has an in-house lab if you want to use your frame. They can fit you with the Experio polarized lens for the best vision under the sun. They're in Centerville and West Ocean City. Stop in and see the difference. 443-262-9415.
From the Queen Anne's County Lions to the Cambridge South Dorchester Vikings, we have football covered in the Bayside Conference. It's Overtime Live on your local sports leader, 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 10:17 on the OTL, right out to the coach's line we go. And head coach Dan Magnum of your Colonel Richardson Colonels, victors tonight on the road at Arcadia, Virginia, 35-8 the final. Coach, congratulations on the win as the Colonels now 2-3 on the season. And look, that's a long road trip to the Eastern Shore of Virginia and getting the job done and doing it in a significant way. Congratulations tonight. Obviously, your guys are feeling good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're feeling pretty good right now. I'm sitting in a McDonald's waiting to order.
There you go. Right, the dinner of champions right there, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, sometimes you got to go with what's in the area, and I know that's probably all that's down there right now that's open.
I'm just thankful it was open, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Well, tonight, Robbie Thompson with a couple of touchdowns, Tamir Foster as well. Obviously, the ground game cranked up and rolling early for you guys.
Yeah, I thought Robbie ran exceptional tonight. Our offensive line did a good job up front. They were more physical, I thought, than last week. And, you know, getting Tamir back, he was out last week for us. You know, he's been our leading rusher all year. Getting him back, at least on the offensive side, helped us.
And Coach, again, you know, taking care of business against teams that you feel like you're equal with or better than, and going on the road to do it, nothing's a certainty. So, again, that's a good feeling tonight, coming out and winning the way you did.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we got out on top early. Our kids, I think we were up 22-0 at half, and, you know, we were able to hold them off in the second half. And, you know, we played hard for four quarters, and that's what it takes.
Was this a fairly mistake-free game for you guys?
Yeah, I think we actually finished with zero turnovers tonight, first time this year.
And what about penalties?
Penalties have actually this year have been way down for us. We've, I think, started off the year trying to clean up some things, but as the years went on, we've done well.
Coach, 2-3 on the season. We talked about that easily could be 3-2 or 4-1 for that matter. I mean, a good game last week against Cambridge, coming up a little bit short. And by the way, Taj Molak had 7 touchdowns tonight. So, you know, you're not the only one there, but he had a big game. But and then you go back to the J.M. Bennett game, as we talked about, with the 10-8 game. So the season could be very different. But at the halfway mark, assess your team so far.
We finished halfway 2-3. I was hoping to be 3-2 and catch an upset somewhere against Y-High or Bennett or Cambridge. It didn't happen for us. So, you know, right now we're a game at a time. And, you know, I told the team that the next count tonight, the next 5 games are games I think that we match up well in. And then, of course, we finish off with North Carolina. But, you know, we have to put ourselves in a position that, you know, we're in the playoffs before we get to them. They're a powerhouse.
Yeah. Well, and Coach, you take a look at this program, and you certainly have the feeling that it has made progress over the last, we'll say, 3 years or so, which certainly is a tribute to you guys. But as you talked about, the critical stretch here, the next 4 games, and next Saturday, I mean, you get an extra day. Kent County, who lost tonight 29-7, although the head coach, Brendan Ironton, felt that they made some strides in that game. It was only 16-0 going into the fourth quarter. That's a huge 1A game for you guys.
Yeah, Coach Ireton's done a tremendous job there. Those guys are tough always, and it's been a long time since Colonel's beaten Kent County. It's going to be our homecoming. Hopefully we can show up and play well.
Yeah. And, Coach, did you come out healthy in this game?
Yep, 100% healthy. You know, we played it well, and, you know, everybody's good. So hopefully get at it next week and get ready for Kent County, and hopefully we have a good homecoming.
All right, well, Coach, safe travels back to the Mid-Shore, and congratulations on the win tonight, and we'll talk to you. Well, we'll see if we can't catch up with you next Friday before the game.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, very
much.
Good. Coach, thanks so much.
Right.
Appreciate it. Colonel Richardson, head coach Dan Magnum, joining us on the coach's line there. As you look at it, I mean, look, last week against Cambridge, they lose 28-14, but it was a close game. You know, Tamir Foster, their leading running back, was out of the game, although for Cambridge, obviously their starting quarterback was out of the game. And Taylor Harding, or Tyler Harding, excuse me. And then you lose to J.M. Bennett week one, but that definitely is a team that could be 3-2, 4-1 right now. I mean, you are who you are, but they've made strides, and that's going to be an interesting and tough game to pick, I think, for next Saturday against Kent County. All right, 10:22 is the time. Starting to wind down here, the OTL, presented by the Preston Automotive Group at Best Western Plus, East Edited Suites, coming to you live from the Edge Training Academy Studios, and your scoreboard updates, courtesy of our friends at Pret & Moy Therapy Associates, providing physical therapy and sports care in the AAMC building on Kent Island. All right, we're back with more next right here at 94.3 Winx FM, again at sfmsports.net.
We're talking with physical therapist Rick Perrette from Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates in the Anne Arundel Medical Center in Kent Island. Tell me a little bit about what services you guys provide.
We're an office that provides occupational, speech, physical therapy. We have an athletic trainer and a wellness program. We provide these services for pediatrics and for adults.
So let's say I'm having some neck or back pain. How do I end up in your office?
A lot of insurance companies require referrals from your primary care or doctors, but with Maryland law, we can see you directly. Best way is to call our office at 410-604-2982, and we can get you the answer.
That's Perrette & Moy Therapy Associates with a state-of-the-art facility in the AAMC building just off Route 50 in Kent Island. Here's what your friends and neighbors are saying about Higginbottom Orthodontics.
The doctors and their staff are amazing, always pleasant and professional, and explain everything thoroughly to my children. It's obvious that they genuinely care about their patients.
At Higginbottom Orthodontics, we believe that every day is something to smile about. Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Higginbottom, and along with my dad, Dr. Mark Higginbottom, and my brother, Dr. Kyle Higginbottom, we invite you to choose us first for all of your orthodontic needs. We have over 50 years of experience in treating your family like our family, with braces, clear braces, and Invisalign services for all ages. Schedule your free initial consultation today. Flexible payment options are available, and to find out more about our office, please visit us online at HigginbottomOrthodontics.com or call our office at 410-822-3626 and see how we can help you smile with style.
When it comes to imagination and ingenuity, Ben Franklin more than fits the bill. That's why Ben Franklin Crafts Easton fits the bill for all of your crafts and custom framing needs. They have everything you need to design, create, and embellish. All you need to do is provide imagination. Keep updated on Facebook. Ben Franklin Crafts Easton, Easton Plaza.
Chincheck Sports Locker is the place to go for all of your local sports team spirit wear. Located at the Tread Avon Square on Marlboro Road, Chincheck Sports Locker offers custom-made spirit wear using sublimation, screen printing, and embroidery. Need team uniforms or sports equipment? Chincheck Sports Locker now carries Under Armour. Chincheck Sports Locker is also your one-stop shop for lacrosse gear. And Chincheck Sports Locker isn't just for sports teams. Get that team spirit for your business, too. Check out Chincheck Sports SportsLocker.com or find them on Facebook. To place your orders, call Chincheck Sports Locker at 443-239-0178. Chincheck Sports Locker, now located at the Tread Avon Square by Acme on Marlboro Road in Easton.
Attention contractors, Supplies Unlimited of Delmarva and Baltimore can provide you with a full line of gypsum products and accessories for your residential and commercial projects. So whether you need wallboard, sheathing, metal framing, or insulation, Supplies Unlimited is the place for you. Need doors or frames? Yes, they do those too. Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame have been serving Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware for over 30 years. Prompt delivery is available, so don't delay and place your next order with Supplies Unlimited and Baltimore Door and Frame. Call 1-800-938-2294 or visit SuppliesUnlimitedInc.com.
Sport Clips, America's haircut place for men and boys, boldly asks, who invented the demolition derby? Man, yes, guys live their life a little differently. At Sport Clips, guys find sports on TV, a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, our legendary hot steam towel, and a haircut that always looks great. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Sport Clips, with locations in Easton, Kent Island, Salisbury, and Cambridge. Visit sportclips.com.
It's Overtime Live with Mike Bradley, the only show on the shore covering high school football in the Bayside Conference. Here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
All right, 10:27 on the OTL. By the way, you know, we're only at the halfway point of the season, but I know some folks are slowly but surely starting to take a look at points and standings in the Maryland State, well, they call it the MPSSAA, when you go to their website there to take a look at points and standings in the various classifications like 1A, 2A, and 3A. And there's no 4A teams on the Eastern Shore. But today, tonight, Elkton almost upset tonight, but they come back and get the win 21-20. I believe it was against Edgewood that they were playing. But that would have been big because Elkton, a team that North Carolina fell to on the road, if you remember last year in the, I want to say the regional semis, if I'm not mistaken. a team that you'd rather get that game at home. They still have a lot of talent, and they've really done a nice job with that program. Almost lost tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't. Now, North Carolina remains unblemished, as does Kent Island, but I'm sure that they would have loved to have seen Elkton go down tonight in a game that was very close for them, but they end up pulling it out. As you take a look at next week, by the way, our Overtime Live Friday Night Lights game of the week is going to be Easton hosting North Carolina. Remember, last year this game was a scoring fest. It was huge. Back and forth affair. Easton coming off the win last night, as we talked about, southern of Anne Arundel County, 8-7. North Carolina at 5-0. 48-12 victors tonight. Easton at 2-3 on the year. Not quite the matchup that it was last year. I think that's safe enough to say. But that said, you know, Easton's going to come out and play hard. It'll be their homecoming game. It'll be a lot of pageantry. And it's a team that certainly doesn't quit. They're together. They've had to rally and should make for an interesting game. We'll have the U.S. Heating and Air pregame show at 6:15, and then the game gets underway at 6:30 with the Ben Franklin Crafts kickoff. We're back to wrap things up next right here on the OTL, 94.3 Wings FM and sfmsports.net.
The Edge Training Academy is your one-stop shop for all your training goals. Whether you're looking to improve the way you feel to improving your on-field performance, the Edge Training Academy is the place for you. What can the Edge do for you? Here are what some of our clients are saying.
The Edge has definitely made me a stronger, faster, and smarter athlete.
Developed me into an athlete like no other.
It's just created monumental change in not only my physical play, but my attitude as well.
The Edge Training Academy is located at 220 Law Canoe Circle in the Chesapeake Bay Business Park in Stevensville. For more information, check us out online at theedgetrainingacademy.com or call us at 443-249-3133.
On your own, you have limits, and Coach Willie and his staff push you well beyond those to let you reach new heights that you didn't even know you were capable of.
The Edge Training Academy, where passion meets performance.
Serving Talbot, Dorchester, Caroline, and Queen Anne's County since 1919, Mensa Petroleum offers service contracts and 24-hour emergency service for all fuel oil customers and price cap protection for budget plan customers. Get peace of mind by talking with one of the oil heat representatives, eager to respond to all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Mensa Petroleum, now with even better service than before. Ready, willing, and able to service you. Call Mensa Petroleum at 410-822-4335. That's 410-822-4335.
Football season is here, and Cario, where do you go for your tailgating supplies?
The only place to go, Krabby Grawls.
With locations in St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge.
We've got all your tailgating needs, Mark Potter, from Bloody Mary mixes to gourmet mustards, hot sauces, and barbecue sauces.
Everything you need to slap on your meat available at Krabby Grawls.
Don't forget your bacon ketchup and your hoodies.
It's all available at Krabby Grawls, St. Michael's, Crisfield, and Cambridge, and available online at KrabbyGrawl.com.
Need a plumber? Call Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Drain Service. Servicing Delmarva for over 30 years, they are the original Roto-Rooter that you can count on. Whatever your plumbing or drain service needs, they can fix it. Give them a call at 888-EDS-ROTO. That's 888-EDS-ROTO. Or check them out on the web at edsroto.com. When you hear this jingle, you'll know it's the real Roto-Rooter.
Call Roto-Rooter.
I'm tired of taking my truck to the car wash because it never gets clean and it always has water spots.
You need to go to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
The carpool? Let me guess. They have lifeguards?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do. The carpool offers 24-hour touch-free service, or you can use the high-tech tidal wave during the day 7 days a week. My truck loves taking a dip in the tidal wave at the carpool because the lifeguards wipe it down and clean the wheels, too.
Looks like I'm heading to the carpool on Route 50 in Easton.
When you go, ask about the Unlimited Wash Club. You can wash your car or truck every day for as little as $25 per month. The carpool's located on Route 50 in Easton. Like them on Facebook.
Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading offers youth under the age of 14 the opportunity to compete at a high level. Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading has student athletes excelling on the field, on the mats, and in the classroom. Residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Kent Island, and Talbot all have the chance to enjoy the rewards of playing with the Bayside Conference. For more information or to find out how your area can get involved with Bayside Youth Football and Cheerleading, call 410-714-1319.
Need a place to watch your favorite college or pro football team? Head to Carpenter Street Saloon in St. Michael's. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Plus, they have live music on Friday and Saturday nights. Stop by Carpenter Street Saloon every Sunday and take advantage of the football specials. Half-price wings and a half pound of peel and each shrimp for just $6. Monday is date night at the Carpenter Street Saloon. Buy one entree, get the second for half off. Enjoy a delicious meal of meatloaf and mashed potatoes, just $11 every Tuesday. Wednesday is trivia night with half-price burgers. Head to the Carpenter Street Saloon every Thursday for fresh oven-baked turkey specials all day long. And Saturday is steak night. Buy one Delmonico, get the second one half off. So beat feet to the Carpenter Street Saloon, a St. Michael's tradition.
It's Overtime Live with analysis, interviews, and predictions covering high school football in the Bayside Conference like none other here on 94.3 Winx FM and sfmsports.net.
And here's the inside give and a stand-up touchdown for the Buccaneers. They made that look easy. Once again, that was in a straight-eye formation with the fullback leading. And the fullback threw a great block, and Finley followed him right into the end zone.
There you go. Matt Spencer for Mark Potter, the coach Dale Beecraft, right here, 94.3 Winx FM at sfmsports.net or Overtime Live. Friday Night Lights, game of the week, Kent Island over Parkside by a final score of 31-19. Kent Island unblemished to 5-0 on the year. Parkside drops to 3-2. North Carolina, the only other undefeated team in the conference. So some interesting games next week that I'm looking at. Colonel Richardson, Kent County, we talked about that. Some 1A teams, certainly Colonel has playoff aspirations. Their season could be 3-2, 4-1 right now, but that's a big game at home for them. Kent County getting better, but in rebuilding mode, a young team. It should be a good one. I'll certainly say that. I maybe give the nod to Colonel right now, but we'll analyze it, take a look at it through the week. Also, you've got Queen Anne's and Stephen Decatur. And, you know, Queen Anne's, it's a different team this year. Not quite the powerhouse they've been. Still 3-2 is pretty good. They played some tough teams with North Carolina and Sussex Central, for instance. But that ought to be a game that's a physical game, a grinded out game. And we'll see. They do have to make the trip to Berlin in that one. That's a Saturday game, so both teams with an extra day to prepare. So those are the two games that I'm going to find outside of our game of the week, which is Easton hosting North Carolina, that I find to be interesting next week. Don't forget, of course, on my power poll out, hopefully Sunday, if not definitely Monday. And then our More of What We Learned segment and my picks as well, all can be found at sfmsports.net. Click on the high school link there, and then the drop-down box, you'll see Overtime Live. Click on that, and you'll find all the information there. Obviously, facebook.com/OvertimeLive as well. You can catch up with everything there. Try to post a lot of different things, including top 25 state rankings as well. And North Carolina coming in at number 24 this past week after being in at 25, I think, the week before they went up a spot. So congrats to them, off to a great start, and we'll see. Hopefully the sky's the limit for them. I think it could be. And still another half a season to go. We're halfway through, and I certainly will be taking a look at what I'm surprised at, what I'm not surprised at, as part of the What We Learned segment so far. Not enough time to get into it tonight. But again, North Carolina over Stephen Decatur, 48-12. Kent Island over Parkside, 31-19. Queen Anne's over Kent County, 29-7. Cambridge over Nandua, 67-7. Colonel Richardson over Arcadia, 35-8. J.M. Bennett over Snow Hill, 49-6. And last night, Easton over Southern of Anne Arundel County, 8-7. Wicomico defeated Washington, 34-26. I want to thank Matt Spence, also the coach Dale Beecraft, of course Mark Potter back next week, and hopefully he's having a great weekend. Also want to thank Brooke Posner as well, helping me to produce earlier for the game of the week. And of course we thank you and our fine advertisers as well. Time out, and then we will join Nash Knights Live in progress as we get back to the Midshores country music right here at 94.3 Winx FM. Have a great and safe week. Thank you again, and I want to thank Steve, by the way, also as well at sfmsports.net. Have a great and safe weekend. And we will catch you next Friday night at 6:15 for the U.S. Heating and Air pregame show as we get things started, our game of the week, Easton versus North Carolina. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.